We're talking with Bambi Sidwell, of course, from Sidwell Insurance. And Bambi, let's talk a little bit about this 2015 canola crop. It's not too early to be really making your plans regarding your risk management for this year's crop, especially if you're outside of a county that you have actually got access to a regular policy.
Very true, Ron. Canola deadline for canola crop insurance is August 31st. There are a number of an additional approved counties this year, which is positive. So it is true that if your county was not approved in past years, you may not have to do a written agreement this year. But August 31st is upon us. And if you are outside one of those approved counties, you will want to start the paperwork soon so that you know after the written agreement is approved, if you have the proper crop insurance or not for the 2015 crop year.
This was last year was really, I don't know if you want to call it a disaster or not, but it was a mess, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, a mess indeed. If they were not submitted early, they did not get approved in a very timely manner because of the government shutdown we all experienced. And a lot of times, canola farmers did not know if they were approved into the December timeframe, which is far after the final plant date of October 10th. Therefore, a lot of producers didn't plant it, not knowing they would have the crop risk coverage.
I know I've heard various estimates as far as how many acres we probably did not plant last year. It was considerable.
Yes, you know, I actually don't know the number of acres either, but there were a lot of people who decided not to plant it, not knowing they would have the crop insurance coverage. But positive thing this year is last year was not the greatest year anyway, so good to have 2014 crop year behind us. And 2015, we do have five additional counties, and all the T yields, all the county averages have all been updated for every county. So that will be important to look at to know what your guarantees will be if you are planting the crop, because they have changed from the 2014 crop year.
And you were indicating that we now know a canola price.
We are currently tracking the price. We're tracking that from July 15th to August 14th. And as of close yesterday, our average price for, you know, the 10 days we are in is 0.185 per pound, and that equates to 9.25 per bushel. And we will be tracking that price until the 14th of August. And at that time, we will release a price, which will be the crop insurance guarantee.
For that person that's got to have a written agreement outside of those 15 counties that we now have able to write a policy direct, if they get that information quickly and work with the crop insurance agent like yourself quickly, will they know in time to be able to make all the planning decisions before that September 10th window?
Most likely, you know, it is all based on once it's completely submitted and the RMA, the Risk Management Association, has all the details they need, then it's, you know, order first come, first serve. From my past experience, getting those in the 1st of August, we usually have a real quick, at most, two-week turnaround, and we are able to know before the beginning of the planning period, which is September 10th. The later we wait, they get a lot more in. It tends to lengthen the process. And then you may even get into a problem where seed availability may be a problem if you didn't pre-order seed because you didn't know about the crop insurance.
So obviously the sooner the better.
Yes, absolutely. And it's pretty simple, the data that you need. If you are outside of the 15 counties approved, it's required that you have 3 years of wheat production history in that county. You'll have to provide that data as well as maps, your FSA producer prints to your agent. You'll fill out a written agreement, and then with that, it will be submitted by your crop insurance agent.